But speaking of lock in, man, welcome back to the Free Sauce Podcast, man. You guys are now tuned back into season three, man. Season three, we made it a long way. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. We really appreciate y'all for sticking with us this far. We about to hit 2 years in like another 2-3 months. So we just celebrating that shit, having a good time, man, reminiscing, setting this shit up, man. But we good. I'm glad to be back. Happy to be back. Good to be in front of the cameras. Here, my boy Austin. Got a special guest, E-Man, with us today, man.
Yo.
Gonna chop it up. We gonna talk about a lot of shit. Talk about the summer. Talk about what we got coming for the podcast. We gonna talk about After Dark, man. We gonna talk about After Dark. Just know that.
You think they're ready for that one, though?
I don't think so, man. I don't think so. That's all I gotta say. I don't think so. We gonna talk about After Dark. We gonna talk about all of that. Yeah, man. But how was y'all day today? What y'all do today?
Honestly speaking, it was a long day today.
Long day, yeah. Yes, for y'all out there, it's 8:30 p.m. Right. We've been getting shit together for about an hour, but we had a full day. It's Monday, so classes, whatever. But you go ahead. Right.
I had my first test in school today, so it wasn't too bad. It was a lot of, like, we've touched on the podcast before. I don't really study, but like this the year where it's like I really gotta, you know, study and lock in. So I had to, like, over the weekend, study for the whole test, and then I think it went well. And then on top of that, too, like today, which is a Monday, the State Farm School of Business hosted a career fair for finance students. So I went to that, talking to all the people that have careers in finances and the opportunities that are available. So that was kind of cool. I feel like that's what made the day really long, because the whole day, even when I was taking the test, that's what I was looking forward to. I'm not going to lie.
It should have sounded productive.
Oh yeah, like,
sound like you got some shit done.
Yeah, like school cool and all, but sometimes like I just like the opportunities outside of school. Like pretty much that's what I did. Yeah,
the whole experience.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What did you end up doing, E-Man?
You know, my day was a little less productive. You know, I woke up and then I took a mini quiz with a teacher in office hours. Boom, went to Austin crib. Boom, hopped on Madden Online, hit my first kick return. You know, I haven't hit a kick return yet in a minute, so that's why I would say it's
what you want, PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation, man. Okay, PS5, okay. PS5.
That's the only way to go.
Please, from the start of the podcast right now. Yeah, this ain't gonna work.
Oh, yeah.
But nah, man, that's cool, man. Yeah, my day was a little productive. I had class today. Went to class. No tests or nothing. Just class shit. I got a paper due Wednesday. Get that out the way probably tomorrow. Finish it up Wednesday. Turn it in Wednesday night.
I want to go on.
Nah, I didn't really do shit myself. So I was just shit. I was happy to pod today, man. Ready. I was just happy to get back to it. Just got some shit ready for this. Really.
Yeah, I wanted to say, like, you know, we starting to get to the point in the semester or the school year where, like, you know, it starts to get dark real quickly. So, you know, you start feeling like you don't want to go to class and stuff like that.
Hell yeah, I feel that time
like
coming.
Right now, like, it's starting to come. So
I feel
like,
that time coming.
How are you all planning to, you know, keep your head straight and motivate yourself to, you know, do it no matter what, you know?
I'm just trying to be more headstrong this semester, you know, shit. Just trying to shit. Hey, I just feel like, hey, we old enough. We know what the fuck going on. This is going to be our fourth time heading into this time of the year, so we know how it's going to feel. So just be more headstrong. Shit, when you don't feel like going, go. But luckily, I feel like I got some classes this semester that's, I only got one class where it's like, damn, I feel like I need to be there every day. My other classes, they more lecture based, and it's like, shit, we do online. Get that shit out the way. More teaching yourself, more learning the material than sitting in class all day. Especially with this one nigga I got. Oh my God, his ass don't teach, man. Yeah. I don't want to say his name because it's, you know, but his ass, because he a good dude. He a great dude, but he a terrible teacher. Terrible teacher, but I feel like that's you get some of them.
Oh, yeah.
You see, me, I honestly got two classes where you do not need to pull up unless there's an exam, bro. So literally half the class is dead during lectures. Boom, when it's an exam, it's full lecture. Oh, gee. And that's about it. I got two other classes where, you know, I got to make sure I got that alarm clock on, so I wake up for that for sure. And that's about it.
Like, I'm similar to you, I feel like, and you too. I feel like it's more like you go, you got to go home and actually read more of the test book than you are used to.
Yeah, I'd say I'm reading. I'm really like going through the textbook, getting some definitions, getting examples and shit for the first time, you know, and ever.
Oh yeah, like it's. I feel like, you said, we're getting older, so they expect more from us than some people might expect from themselves.
Yeah,
you know?
But shit, that's cool, man. Shit, how was y'all summer? What y'all do over the summer? Any big things? Any big trips? Exciting things went down over the summer, man.
I can start us off. It don't matter.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah. Over the summer, I worked a decent job. I worked for a company in downtown Chicago, and I was doing financial reporting, which is pretty much like, you know, reporting the income statement. It's boring. It's boring conversations. So like, just, you know, talk about the financial statements. And then the biggest thing I enjoyed over the summer though was when I took a trip to New York, and I enjoyed that just because it was the first time I actually have went outside the state in a long while and actually been around some of the friends I grew up in high school with, and then, you know, being their presence and also taking me away from the summer internship and taking me away from Chicago for a second, you know. I enjoyed that really well.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, for me, my main goal was to chill this summer, man. I wasn't trying to work no job or nothing. It's really helping OG restaurant. Besides that, I was really chilling. You know, shot my first music video near the end of the summer, so stay tuned for that. And then what else? That's about it.
Yeah, some photography, videography shit.
How was your summer?
My summer was very eventful, I would say. It was very eventful but not eventful, man. I should have worked a lot, grinded a lot. Yeah, man, I had some fucking girl problems over the summer. Terrible. Somebody tried to sabotage me. My one of my roommates coming in right now, he gonna be surprised as hell.
Yeah.
Let's get his reaction real quick.
You probably gonna
he take it forever to open the door.
You probably looking like, what's going on?
You can come in.
I mean, me, it was just stay locked in. In terms of completing assignments right before they do, because last semester, man, I would take those 10% off days, bro, and complete the assignment 3 days late, 2 days late. Right now, it's just completing the assignment on time, bro.
Yeah, a lot of procrastinating. I would say, yeah, that's probably the main goal, just staying focused. I think focus is shit. That's the name of the game right now for me and probably a lot of people's focus. Because, like you said, shit, we got a lot of shit going on in life right now. A lot of moving parts for shit. So, shit, if it requires a lot of focus, shit. One day you might have a 14-hour day where you got to get shit done them whole 14 hours. Not necessarily working, but just handling shit as a, you know, as an adult type shit. So I just think it's staying focused, staying poised, you know, getting to that finish line type shit. I think that's, you know, that's the biggest goal right now, getting to that degree.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, us, if you're in college, shit, that's...
That's the more priority for college.
You know, I hate to... I would say, you know, getting your bread and getting that degree is really all you should be focusing on. Not even the bread so much, because you're getting the...
You're going to make a lot of it when you...
You need that degree, bro.
You're going to make a lot of it.
Because at the end of the day, we paying 20 plus K a year for this shit. If you got scholarships and shit like that, hey, shit, good luck. I'm proud of you type shit. But a lot of people, they paying 20K plus a year if you at that university. So you got to make this shit, you know, and make this shit worthwhile. Get the degree and get the fuck on.
That's like the key point of like going into college too. Like, you know, sometimes you get down here or wherever you may be, you're like, I just want to have fun. I just want to party. I just want to do all that. But at the same time, though, I had a teacher tell me, like, why are you actually in college? Like, it seemed like you don't want to be here sometimes. Like, why? Like, finding a strong why as to why you do certain things can help push you on days when you feel like you don't want to do anything at all. Like, sometimes, like, I don't want to do an assignment. I don't want to, you know, go to class or anything like that. Just finding the reasons why. Like, I'm not only just doing this for myself. Finding the reasons as to why you want to do something can help you get way further than you intend to go.
Yeah, man. I think, we just can't lose sight of what the fuck we here for. And that's to get a degree. I say shit. I just feel better. partying and drinking and letting loose once you did all that work, you know.
Right now.
That's true.
Right now we chilling. This is work, kind of.
So it's fun say, work though. This
for,
is fun
for me and him. This is work, but this is not work for me. Nah, it's like this is my, you know, like I said, it's 9 o'clock right now. This is the fun part of it, and it's a Monday, so this is the fun part of the Monday for me. You know, we just sit down, talk shit at the end of the day.
When you touched on like the drinking and the smoking, I wanted to ask E-Man a question. I know you don't drink or smoke. Like, how do you keep that discipline when you're around people that consistently partake in those behaviors?
I don't know how I keep it up, to be honest, G. It's just, I guess it's instilled into my brain, like, okay, here it is. I done did it for so long, why would I stop now, basically, G. It's like, I could have been, if I smoke now, man, I could have been smoking with the guys since high school, 8th grade, junior year, freshman year of college. That's why it's really like, if I stop now, it just don't make no sense, because I could have been doing it.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it, because it's like, especially at you at an older age now, it's like, if I didn't got to this point, I didn't had a great life. I feel like I didn't have fun in my life. What am I really missing out on? What is that going to add right now? And in your case, it'll be nothing. I'm not going to speak down, but I don't think that it would add anything positive, unless you're doing it to the point where it's like, it's a social thing. Well, I'm getting to know these people, so I might take a sip of some shit here and there because we at an event and I'm not finna be that rude, but I'm not finna get drunk. I'm not finna get wasted. I might not even smoke, but I might take a sip of something just because we at that type of event or something like that. But I don't know. It's just like, what is this finna, what's this ad for me?
Yeah. It's a key discipline too. As in like, I feel like in the sense too, you know how sometimes people compromise their morals just because of the people they're around? Having that discipline instilled in you already and just sticking to your morals makes it really hard for somebody else to try to compromise you.
That's a big one.
I wanted to, you touched on the music video you shot. Walk us through it. Like, how was the scenery? Like, how did that all go about it?
We can start off with the music video itself, man. I was trying to shoot my other homies' music videos. But these people didn't shot a music video 10 hours before that, right? Oh. So it's my birthday. My homie Huncho called me. He said, "Happy birthday, what you on?" I'm like, "Bro, I'm trying to shoot a music video." He said, "With who?" I'm like, "Anybody, G." He instantly said, "Our homie Yaya." Boom. Slid on Yaya. Took a couple shots at one of our homie crib. Boom. Yaya cousin from out west. So we on Mason with a black truck in the middle of the hood. They had a black block party going on. So I'm just in the middle of the hood with my camera out. You know I'm from up north, so it's like, it's nothing like out west, G. It's so different.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just recording a music video, a whole bunch of Chicago music video stuff, and boom, that's it. But the problem is right now, everything's backed up on my hard drive. My hard drive just crashed like 4 days ago, so I gotta hopefully send it in. They can bring that footage back, be back in motion.
And talk about like, because a lot of people see like the
finished product.
Yeah, they see the end result of the photography, the videography, whatever the fuck you want to call it. They see the end result. They see the edited, the post editing shit. They don't see the hour. They don't see when you shooting the shit. They don't see when you know you might be in a mosh at the concert type shit, trying to get the best angles and shit. You got to move around a whole bunch of different angles and shit at the concert. Then you got to go home, edit that shit or do whatever, put it out. And in this case, mishaps happen where, damn, my hard drive fuck, where my whole, you know, my whole, well, everything that I've been working on is that type of shit. So like, what kind of speak on some of the like setbacks that it is in photography and videography, shooting, just in the photography landscape of shit.
Yeah, it's just being blocked. Like, you could be editing something, boom, you done re-seen everything you edited. Yeah, let me see how this is looking. And then boom, you're not effing with it. Then you're like, shit, what do I do now? Boom. For me, at least, I just keep on watching other people work, you know? That's really how I got into photography, videography, seeing what other people can do. I'm like, shit, I could do that too. So it's like, kind of, you don't want to just copy some. So you'll grab some of it, restyle it, throw it back in. Hopefully it works. In terms of shit like hard drive crashing, bro, that stuff's not even supposed to happen in the first place. Like, I've seen videos, multiple people saying, get two hard drives just so you can back up one hard drive. Obviously, me, I didn't get two hard drives, even though I've been knew I was supposed to. So, now I got to take the L how I'm supposed to. Hopefully, it comes back.
That's what you just touched on, too, is the accountability factor of a lot of things, you know. Sometimes something don't go your way and you want to blame. Some people just choose to blame the whole world for it. Meanwhile, it could have been, like you said, you knew what you were signing up for.
Yeah, because like, I could have easily said, like, man, why did this hard drive break? It's like, I know, heard from multiple people, like, it happens, just happens. Might be a 1% chance, but it might happen. So, should be prepared. I wasn't prepared.
But that, like I said, That's a great thing that you have, like being able to take accountability for yourself and for your actions and like the things that you're doing.
Shit, I wanted to touch on the Gunna concert. How was that, man? I wanted to be there. Anybody know me? Shit, I wanted to be there. I wish I was there, man.
I seen you like the recap video.
Yeah.
I'm looking like, oh, I see your Rick. yeah. So we could start the day before or 2 days before.
Yeah, you got the whole weekend.
Let's do that.
You can tell us the whole weekend.
Boom. I hit Chicago. I get a rental car from Bloomington. I hit Chicago. Taking pictures of Ball Out Alex, my homie. Boom. Flight got delayed.
Okay,
actually, I cap. I wake up, I miss my flight. How about that?
He was finna lie to the cameras like that.
So I wake up, I miss my flight, get a new flight, because they gave me flight credit, thankfully, still.
Okay.
Get a new flight. Flight was supposed to be at 12 p.m., get a new flight at 4 p.m. So around like 2 p.m., they delayed a new flight to like 6. Boom, they delayed it again to like 8. Boom, I get to the airport at 10 is when they finally delayed it. Boom, it gets canceled. So right there, I'm like, bro, if a flight doesn't come, I'm just not going to go to New York. Mm. If I get a new flight and that thing canceled, I'm not about to go to New York. I'm in the Uber riding back, bro. This original flight that I got was like $156, bro. I'm in the Uber riding back. They gave me the flight credit back for the second flight that I got canceled. Why a flight pop up in the morning for $70?
Damn.
Oh, swear to God, I called Kazim like,
damn,
my car tweaking. Can you book this? Boom, my car wasn't tweaking. I booked it. Now I had a flight to New York at like 8 a.m. in the morning.
And boom. It's Friday.
Friday, gee, that's Friday. And the funny thing, I had a concert I was going to that night. It's an Afrobeats artist called Ashake. So he was at the Barclays too, same spot as Gunna. Day goes by, slide to my homie hotel, we chilling. Slide to Ashake concert. I got plugged with this other videographer named Goldie. He works with the whole Ashake team in general. So That day was decent. I mean, that day was valid. Next day comes. We chilling. That day we went around the whole New York. Day of Gunna concert, we went around the whole New York, you know? And that's the day the most celebrities popped out. I peeped. That's the day.
Because it was New York Fashion Week,
too,
right?
Yeah, so most celebrities was out there. What happened? Offset throwing money in the streets. I didn't get 100, but it's like, I got the running, G. They say Offset throwing money. I'm blocked down. Looking under cars, looking for the 100, bro. Boom, we get back to the telly. Side to Gunna concert. That bitch was packed.
Yeah.
For a man that's supposed to be canceled, that bitch was packed.
Yeah.
I'm walking through. I'm there for Gunna. People are there for Gunna, for real. Like, shit. Concert story, come out with Back At It, big ass, I think it's DS Forever was the album.
DS Forever, yeah.
Forever. Big ass fucking
sculpture
statue,
type
shit. With his head on it.
Shit
was busting, bro. He's giving us hits after hits after hits. I'm like, shit, this is Gunna. This is Gunna. They need to put respect on Gunna name, G. And that was it, bro.
I like that.
I didn't have no motion for Gunna shit that I could have been in the photo pit, but it was like I was on the ground at the least, so standing watching that shit. Shit was busting.
I fuck with that. I was just gonna say, like, you said you went to the Ashake shit the night before. I was just gonna say, speak on, like, getting plugged into that shit. How that shit even formed.
You see, like, for me nowadays, it's like, I don't even know. I only got 1,006 followers, bro. But when I DM a photographer, videographer, the whole community is pretty valid, bro. Everybody's trying to put another person on. So I DM people, boom, I DM like three people. One of them hit me back. He's like, oh, I already solidified a team. I'm like, got you. One person didn't hit me back. Boom. The actual like person that's with Ashake, because Ashake has a band that he goes around with called the Composers.
Okay.
So they got a videographer, and he's always with Ashake. So they always travel together. And he responded back to me and was like, bet I got you, basically. That's what it was.
And you took a chance too, though. Like,
I mean, I was going to go regardless, G.
I know,
Phil was going to be walking my camera through the front gate. I was going to get in there.
I'm going to say, but it's like, shit, he reached out 3-4 people, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, he not, you know, he being persistent at it. He trying to, you know, but he, like you say, hey, if one of them ain't respond, it don't matter. I was getting through that bitch some type of way.
One
but
way or the other, bro.
I had seen you post a screenshot of like the fucking, the prices of the Uber shit,
yeah,
in New York type shit, and that was like,
not cheap.
It's like, bro,
what are you doing?
Don't go to New York unless you with a gang, bro. So y'all can split the Uber four ways.
It was like an X for like $70. I'm like, damn,
bro, it is not it's cheap. Like a 30-minute trip.
It's not cheap
as well.
It was crazy. That's why niggas really hopped on the subway. You know, me and my homies, we hopped on the. We would think about it like, should we split it? And they were like, fuck it, we on the subway, especially Barclays, bro.
Yeah.
It's Barclays right here. I swear to God, subway's right there. No more than 50 feet.
Oh, yeah.
So we hopping right on the subway, bro.
Subway. And so in Barclays, there's Brooklyn, right? Did you?
Brooklyn, yeah.
Because I know, like, people get a misconception. They think, like, Brooklyn, New York, Queens, and shit, like, they think that shit all, like, close as hell. But that shit, like, it's some space in between that shit, ain't it?
Space, like, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. You know, it's always traffic, so. Yeah. It's 50, 40.
That's what's up, though. Shit.
Block to block to block, I'm saying.
Looked like it was a fire weekend in New York, man.
We all went to that Jay-Z museum. Shit was fire.
What else did you see? What else?
Gunna concert, Ashake concert. What else did I do? That was probably it.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I was going to ask you, like, where does Gunna rank for the music, like, concerts or concerts that you've been to? Like, where does he rank?
That's a great question. That was your first time seeing him live?
The problem with the concerts I go to is they be mostly festivals usually, bro. So it's like, I feel like a festival performance from your own actual concert is always different. But I'd say Gunna shit is definitely up there, bro, in terms of like lit, bro.
Top five?
Summer Smash 2022, Lucky shit was rocking. I'm talking about rocking, though, like rocking.
Whole crowd
is busting.
But festivals, you know, festivals different though. That's like 90,000 people outside.
But you can tell by the you really can't tell by the front row, just because some people are there for the last artist, some people are there for the artist coming right before him, shit like that. So it was up there, I'll give you that, just because it was hit after hit after hit. It was like, if you might not be a Gunna fan, but you'll know the song because you would have heard it from somewhere else. Okay. Like not one song going by that day that you could say, I never heard that from nowhere.
That shit, that's hard.
That's why I put it up there. That's I haven't been to much concert, man. You know, you can't compare a Gunna concert to a Lil Durk concert because, like, not the same type of music, you know? Not the same type of vibes. Yeah. Different vibes.
Sure. I'll fuck with that. But shit, we could talk a little bit about what we finna be doing with the podcast, man, this season 3. We got a lot of shit on the way. We got a lot of... where you want to start at? We can start at, should we start at After Dark? Freestyles After Dark.
I am looking forward to that one.
Yeah, if you don't know already, Freestyles After Dark is going to be a show that, it's going to be a Freestyles podcast based show. So, like, that's the parent network company show, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We're the parent, you know, type shit, but it won't always be me and Austin. So, like, with the podcast, it's always me and Austin and a guest. But with the After Dark shit, is it could be me, and it'll always be probably one of us, me or Austin, and it'll always be a constant female host. We got a female host. We got one locked in, so at least one female host. It'll always be the two of us, and then we'll have probably one to two more girls come on, and one more male come on. So normally a show outlook could be two males, three girls, two males, three women.
And then it's gonna be topics ranging from like shit, money, drugs, relationships, sex, alcohol, nightlife, college, everything uncensored. So how the normal podcast is more professional, more less laid back. We chilling today though. But more or less laid back type shit. After dark is gonna be drinks, you feel me? Everybody loose, having a good time, laughing, but just a more relaxed, more college vibe type shit. So we plan to get that going soon. Like I said, we already locked in a female co-host, so we looking for possibly one more constant female co-host. If you are that person, reach out to us, DM us, DM me, Austin, or the podcast page, or the After Dark page. That's four places you can reach us at. And then we'll see what we can do, man.
One thing that also me and Ricky came to understand and realize is like the more voices and opinions, the better. Because sometimes, you know, you might just hear me and Ricky go back and forth with a guest. You know, and sometimes, you know, we want you to have as many possibilities to different outcomes and different solutions as much as possible.
Yeah, it's and to, like I said, like normally when you see somebody on the podcast, it's they got some type of motion going on. You feel me? They might be an artist, they might be a photographer, an athlete, a motherfucking clothing brand owner, might trade, whatever the fuck the case may be. They got something going on. But whereas the After Dark shit, you can be regular as fucking John Doe. You could come on this bitch and talk whatever, you feel me, whatever you want to talk about. If you got a group, like, hey, me and three of my friends want to come on, boom, we'll get all y'all on the same show. If it's just you and like I just want to be paired up with somebody, I just want to come on there and have a good time, we could do that as well. But yeah, it's just gonna be real relaxed vibes, having a good time, talking shit,
and
like it'll be real fun.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be really fun. Like we said, we're really looking forward to it. And if you feel like you can help push this to the best way possible, like he said, our DMs are open to any opportunities open. And anything that might come along the way. Don't be afraid to shoot us a message, or if you see us walking around campus too, don't be scared to, you know, come up and talk to us or anything. We don't bite. We friendly.
Yeah, you see us on campus, hey. Like you said, shit, we don't bite, shit. So come up, say something, whatever. If you want to, yeah, DM us. Like I said, you can reach me, CEO Rick _ Instagram, him, socially X Austin. Socially X Austin. Or shit, hit us on the podcast or the After Dark page and shit. We could get some shit rolling, definitely. But yeah, that's going to be kicking off within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
By October 1st.
That's a game plan.
Yeah, that's gonna be to y'all. What else we got coming? We got y'all see us on campus a little bit more. We're gonna be doing like some public interviews type shit. So we might be one day where we asking a motherfucking question type shit. So we asking a motherfucking, what's that shit called? A riddle.
We can do a riddle.
We might be doing riddles for a free T-shirt, like what he got on right now, one of those T-shirts. Might be doing riddles for that. Might just be a regular ass public interview. So shit, we just ask some questions. Could be relationship based, college based, whatever the case may be. But shit, if you on the campus, so if you on the quad, and we out there with a camera, don't run. We just trying to be more inclusive, get y'all more included in what we got going on. Yeah.
And you can also find out, like, by following through the Instagram and social media, you can find out days we're gonna be on the quad, so you can you can look the best just in case if you're not camera.
Yeah.
You can look your best.
Day before we'll be like, hey, we're gonna be on the quad from this time to this time, doing public interviews type shit. Come say what's up, come fuck with us.
And if also, you know, we on a big college campus, if you got anything that you doing that can potentially, you want to collab on anything, maybe it might be you do clothes and you want to collab on a T-shirt, or maybe you do photography, you want to collab on any projects or anything, you know, like we said, our DMs are always open to collaborations, especially coming up. You know, we want to be able to help as much as possible, and also we want to be helped as much as possible too.
Hell yeah, man. We trying to shit be inclusive as hell. That's another thing. We looking for some people to add to the team, looking for We got some photographers, we got some videographers, but we always open to one of your fellow videographers, photographers here. Yeah. We always looking to add more people because it might be times he's not available. We need somebody to fill in or shit. Two people at one time, never heard it, never heard nobody. If you interested in like just getting your foot more into photography and shit like that, reach out. If you already experienced and you like, damn, I could come in and add something to them, reach out. We looking for some editors, big time.
Cause that's on demand.
Yeah, that a quick ass turnaround. I'm talking about like 48 hours, 24 hours type shit turnaround when we need it. So preferably somebody with a more open schedule or somebody who just really know what they doing and can turn the shit around quickly. Whenever we get it to y'all, okay, boom, I get this to y'all within the next 24 to 48 as far as editing, because we are going to have a lot of content. So that's probably number one on the list, editors. What else we looking for? Social media.
Oh yeah. It's cool that me and Ricky run it sometimes, but I feel like we can definitely use some hands on that side of things. And the more that can be taken off our plate, the better that we can help put more content out. So, you know, we don't have to be struggling to figure out like what things work at a certain time. I feel like that would make life easier on us. And also it will build some credentials too. You know, working with because sometimes, you know, in those type of areas, especially if you want to be a social media coordinator or social media anything, you need some type of results or some type of proof. So I feel like this would be like a decent opportunity.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Not only are y'all helping us, we helping y'all. We giving y'all a lot of work to the point where y'all can perfect y'all craft. Whether you're a photographer, whether you're an editor, whether you do social media, we giving y'all a lot of work, a lot of content. And we want to, we working together, shit. That's what we doing. We working together. So don't look at it, oh, these niggas just want to use me for my services. Well, fuck duh, nigga. Of course we want to do that. But we helping you too.
It's a two-way street, though. I mean, no matter what, even in like in a regular job field, they might be using you, but you're also using them. Right. It's always a two-way street. Like,
don't be like that. We here to help each other. So yeah, if y'all want to fill any of those roles out, just hit us in the DM if y'all want to be on After Dark. I think once people see like the first After Dark,
how raw it is,
to the moon.
Oh yeah,
to the moon. Once people see like the first, let me go talk my shit.
I mean, that's how I started with a podcast too, though. Like, I feel like when people actually started seeing it on YouTube and started seeing like different type of results, that's when they wanted to be, you know, people started deeming us to, you know, be on episodes. People started talking to us about being on episodes, had things to share. My philosophy is it always takes one person to do something for everyone else to follow.
Yeah. And it's been hella people asking like, shit, when y'all coming back? When the first episode?
Well, we here.
We here to stay. We here. We had to. We just shit working, getting ourselves prepared, getting everything ready. But yeah, we here. We was coming back. We wasn't going nowhere. We just getting everything prepared, man. And we still got work to do. But we here though.
Oh,
we're here.
Trust that. And then I wanted to ask you all too. Like, the year, we only like what, 4 months. 3 to 4 months out of the year.
Yep, September.
Yeah. So what are some of the end goals that you all have for this year? Like, what are some things that you all want to accomplish before the year is over with?
Get some A's in class.
Mm-hmm.
Get at least 2. Kick out this music video. Hopefully get at least 1,000 views on the first joint with Yaya. What else am I looking at, bro? I got no clue. That's about it.
Before the end of the year, I'm trying to like you say, shit, A's in class, get this degree. Podcast, man, we need a K. What we at right now? Let me see.
We at 328, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me see where we at right now.
I think we are around there somewhere. But like you said, we need a 334.
K. 334. Oh, 334? Yeah, we had 334. So we need a K before the end of this, the calendar year. So by snow, I mean December 31st, we need a K. So that's about 636. If my math is correct. Yeah. 66. I don't say that number, but yeah, that number we need that. We
it might be 56, but that's about it. Yeah.
Whatever. We need that. Cause yeah, it's just been long enough, man. We need a K done. I think that's we gonna hit that with the After Dark shit. After Dark, we need to get that to wherever it needs to be. We had like 40 something, but whenever we start releasing on there, we need to get that where we need to be.
And I want to say thank you to the 47 subscribers, even though we haven't really put anything out yet.
Thank you.
And you all are still, you know, keeping tabs with that. I just want to say from the bottom of our heart, from the Free Sauce family, thank you.
Love y'all. Them subscribers, we need them up too. We at 106 right now, so once we start dropping back on YouTube, we need that to a K ASAP.
Get it done.
Get monetized. That money. Need that.
That money on.
The money on.
Bro, college students, we need that. Merch is going to be back. We going to open the website back up. We going to have those to start off with. We're going to start off with the t-shirts, be $15. Shit, if y'all want some, we'll pull up on y'all on campus and drop that motherfucker off. Boom. If you don't want to pay online, we got a little system. We'll get you a little whatever you need. We'll get you taken care of. Cash, card, check, whatever. We'll get you taken care of. $15 right there. We're going to open a shop back up. We're going to have some old merch on the way.
And it might get to the point where if you're a guest, you can walk out here with a free shirt.
Yeah, we'll start doing that. More people show us love. More people, more we get back.
And then going on top of some of the goals that I set for the school year, like, you all have some solid goals that kind of relates to mine. I feel like the hardest thing with me with goals is actually, like, following them. Like, I feel like sometimes...
Everybody probably.
Like... I know you're supposed to write them down, but I be trying to think I'm going to remember my goals so far as I don't write them down, but I think that's the problem. I feel like when you put pen to paper sometimes, it works so much better than memorization, and that's what I'm trying to really improve on and work towards. That's one of my goals for the year, just really write down my goals.
Speak shit. Damn, I need to do that too, though. And I know she said that before. That ain't the first time. I think we all just need to be more proactive at following through on shit. Not just, and like, set real goals that you really want to accomplish. Right. That's another thing. We all talk a lot of shit. Like, no, I don't care who you are. You talk a lot of shit that you're just not finna do right now.
Oh, yeah.
At least right now, you're not finna do it. So set like realistic goals. Don't set some off the wall shit that you know, like, you're not even in a mindset to go after that shit.
Like, touching 5 billion in the next 2 months.
And I'm not saying, like, cause I know niggas are, oh, he telling us to be modern. No, I'm not saying that, bro. I'm saying, hell yeah, shoot for the stars, but you feel me? Don't shoot for some shit that is just,
you can't
not
put
the stars.
Emotion to that.
Yeah. Don't say, oh, in the next 5 months I'm finna have 2 mil and you have no idea how to even get 100,000.
It's levels.
You gotta get to that 10, then to that 100, then you get to that 5, then you get to that mil. Like, but it's steps, baby steps.
Oh yeah, like a baby gotta crawl before it starts walking.
Yeah, so just set some realistic goals, some goals that you can actually see get done. Cause I think that's the thing. We gotta see like some progress being made for us to keep on making some shit. If we set a goal to the point where it's like, oh, I wanna, it's just some outrageous shit. I want to have that by next year, but we haven't made any progress towards that. It get hard for you to kind of keep on going after that same goal. Once you see like, damn, I'm not making no steps towards
that. No progress, yeah.
So set realistic goals.
And then before the podcast was even over with, I had a question for you all too. Like, what are some of the some advice that you all could pass on to, you know, newly income freshmen? And then also, what are some advice that you can, you know, just pass on to, like, students in general? Because I feel like sometimes, we've been here for a minute. We are all seniors now. We have experienced a lot of things on campus. We have been a part of a lot of things on campus. So, like, what are some advice that you can pass on?
I say that party going to be there, man. That's my number one advice. That party and that girl going to be there. So, don't crash out about it. that party and that girl gonna be there, so don't crash out about it. Take care of what you're here for, which is, they go back to what we started the podcast on. Take care of what the fuck you're here for, which is that degree. And all that extra shit, the girls and the party is gonna feel 10 times better once you take care of what you need to take care of. Cause yeah, bro, that party and that girl, she gonna be there. Get that work done. If you athlete, go take care of your business, and the hoes is gonna feel even better once you take care of your business. So get that work done. You ain't gonna have fun.
Yeah, it's like the assignments will be there, so it's like knock those out,
bro.
Like,
them bitches gonna be there.
Start from the start, man. That's real advice, G. You can try to hop in, but it's gonna be hard, fool. It's gonna be hard.
And mine would be just put yourself out there. Like, everybody else is in the same boat. Everybody else is in the same situation. Put yourself out there and make the most out of what you got right now while you still have it.
Yeah, man.
But E-Man is not lying. Them work is still going to be there.
Every time you open that laptop, it's going to be some motherfucking assignments due. I don't care what nobody say. And if you don't do them, them bitches going to stay right there.
Or they going to go away. It's going to hurt
and
you.
Them bitches going to say 0 out of 10. You going to see that A turn to a B, to a C, to a D, to a F. And that F ain't coming back.
Now you struggling to even want to get some credit hours.
Yeah, man. That F ain't coming back, man. Shit, what else we had to touch on? You got any questions for us, E-Man?
When do you think you'll start the public interviews? Like,
put some pressure.
Yeah.
Put some timeline on that.
Put some pressure.
What month? Give me a month.
A month? October.
September right now? September? October. October. Right. October.
Sounds good. October. Just feature me in some of that. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another thing. Like I said, it's not just gonna be us like doing the public interviews. It might be E-Man out
y'all
there.
Y'all gonna see me hosting a public interview.
It might be
Mike
E-Man.
My words, if I don't get a million, I'm gonna crash out.
It might be shit. You just saw one of my roommates come in. It might be him one day. It might be we got some other people. It might be a plethora of people. It won't just be us out there. Because Lord knows I don't want to do that shit. But
oh yeah,
and it's gonna be some people out there.
If you feel like you, like, going back to what we need, if you feel like you're a great person and a great people person and you could talk for people for hours, you might be the host. Just so far as, you know, just let us know and it could be something that you potentially run.
And it's a great way to, like you were just saying, get yourself out there. If you're a freshman and they see you running around with, oh, that's the nigga that do the public interviews for the podcast, you up. Everybody on the quad, who don't need to go on the quad? Tell me. Tell me that. Who don't need to? Unless you got all online classes, who don't need to go on the quad? All right. So I'm going to see you out there between these next 12 weeks we got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got
10 weeks, something like that, 11, 12, one of them. We going to be on there. We going to be out there. Might not be us. It might be a nigga with a Free Sauce podcast shirt on. Just know he part of us and he out there getting great content. So go fuck with him.
Like, that's one thing we also, like, we've, to bring it all back, it's pretty much we're building a formidable team. We're just building a team that, you know, people can rely on, people can trust to get things done. And at the end of the day, like, I feel like if you have even goals on yourself that you might not want to share with other people, just having a team around you that can help steer you straight and steer you right is one of the best ways to go about it, especially in college, because influences is really easy in the college time.
I want to ask you, like,
yes,
and the people watching at home, how you feel about doing, like, a Patreon?
I wouldn't mind it.
So, having, like, a, you feel me, like, a, they Patreon got tiers, so it's, like, a $5, $10, $15 tier.
I wouldn't mind it at all.
Depending on how much content we're able to create, we could have a $5, $10 tier, whereas, you know, we getting, it's bonus footage, where, shit, we might, the regular, we might end this podcast in 5-10 minutes, but we shoot another 45 minutes for the Patreon niggas type shit.
And you know, one thing that I can also do too, it could be an exclusive lesson. Like, it's already going to be exclusive, but exclusive lesson, like, right now we have E-Man. Right now we're having a regular conversation, but the Patreon could be E-Man walking us through working the camera. Thanks. Or walking us through, like, editing and stuff like that. We can have somebody that trades walking us through, like, some of the things that they look for when they're trading, like, some of the bars, charts, and everything that they look through. It could be somebody, maybe it might be an artist. It could walk us through how, you know, he goes about producing some things, making a finished product. So just, I feel like if it's something that people, if you are watching that, you have some things in mind that you might want to see us bring on, or people that you might think are capable of delivering such information, let us know. And then we can, you know, go about making an episode and a Patreon for them too.
Yeah, I think that'll be some, that's some, I think that's something that, it'll be good for us. It just be the, just like I said, just the amount of content we able to create, depending on how many tiers, shit like that. But yeah, let us know if there's something y'all want to see. What you think about it, E-Man?
That's shit hard. I'll show y'all levels in this photography stuff. Yeah. I'll show you how to go from a $10 photo shoot to a $200 photo shoot. I can do that.
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, just super exclusive shit. Super exclusive shit. It would mean we would have to work more, but shit, at the end of the day, Patreon, that's when that money ain't come in. So,
and especially to the viewers, like, you all are watching this, if y'all want to see something like that, or you have something that you've been wanting to do that you want to see exclusive content on, let us know. We're going to find the person to bring on just for you. Even if it's just one person, one change in this world is better than none at all. So you can always,
yeah, I think, yeah, I like the Patreon idea a lot.
Oh yeah, that's a great idea.
A lot.
Any more questions for us, E-Man?
Nah, not really.
Trying to think if I want to touch on anything else before you get out of here. What else did we say? I feel like I'm missing some. I know I'm missing some.
New York is dirty compared to Chicago.
The rats really like that? It's really like that?
No, the garbage. I'm not seeing rats, but it's just garbage on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Like, I want to live there now, though.
That's one thing you can't compare Chicago. I mean, you're going to thank Chicago once you go to New York. I swear to God, you're going, oh yeah, I love my city. Right as soon as you New York, New York.
Like, New York is a bigger Chicago. Okay. Way, and they
bigger,
don't,
dirty Chicago.
And, okay. Dirty, okay. And
it's dirty, you know?
They don't sleep. People in New York definitely do not sleep.
Bro, it'll be 2 a.m. as long as it's not raining, sidewalk busing. Sidewalk busing.
They do not sleep.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, New York is a Chicago times 10.
Oh, yeah. And
because Chicago, we be up late, and we know it's big as hell, but like you say, they really don't sleep.
You hear taxi horns at all times.
And they really big. They really big on taxis, ain't they?
Oh, yeah.
Even bigger than Chicago.
You got all types of taxis. You got Tesla taxi. You got G-Wag taxi. They go, hey, I swear to God, we were here driving. Why the dude hopped out his taxi, get to talking to our driver like, bro, you couldn't see the light right there? They different out there. He hopped out the car, middle rail light, G.
That's why I want to live like downtown somewhere fast when I get out of school.
New York is fast for sure.
Somewhere fast. I feel like I'm young, shit. Why not go live somewhere fast? Why not enjoy it? And then when I get to that point where it's like, I'm ready to go to the suburbs, get a house, and get the fuck out the way.
I feel like that's
the advice old people even give. They're like, while you're young, you want to be around people as much as possible.
Yeah, I think that would be cool for young people to experience living downtown type shit.
Yeah.
I hate a motherfucker that's talking about, yeah, I'm 25, but I'm trying to go get a house and a farm and a backyard and shit. Damn, nigga, live
a little bit. You're bored as hell. Bored as hell. Gotta drive 20 minutes to go to the grocery store. He talking about,
nah, I gotta pay my mortgage this month. Nigga, we got rent. Nigga, fuck a mortgage.
I mean, it's cool and all.
It's cool and all.
It's hella people you can meet. It's like hella people you can meet in college. I believe that you can meet the same amount of people living in a big ass apartment building.
Oh yeah.
Fact. Downtown though?
Downtown. Wherever.
Facts.
If you live downtown, it's even better because all them people rich.
Everybody going to work at the same time.
Literally, G.
Everybody. And they getting they either gonna take public transportation or they getting in a Tesla, G-Wagon, Bentley, Benz, Rolls, whatever, you name it. They getting in it. Lamb, whatever.
You know the freaking Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
How the big boy met Boone in general when it was in the coffee shop.
Yeah. Like, just
before he snitched on him.
I just feel like you touched on it, like being in the biggest city too allows you to see your full potential in a way. Like some people might hinder, don't get me wrong, there's always like some people to the other side of the spectrum. It might hinder some people's way of looking at life, but majority of people, it enhances the way that you look at life just because you see a lot of opportunities. You realize you're not the only one trying to get out, or you're not the only one trying to figure things out. Like you start to realize like, okay, maybe if I put myself out there, there's another opportunity that you can never run out of opportunity being in the big city. Like that's one thing I realized in Chicago. Like,
that's facts. That's a bar.
That's an opportunity anywhere.
That's a bar.
Anywhere.
Yeah, you do. That's a bar. Shit, you do. You really can reach your full potential when you in a big city. When you surrounded by, I just feel like you surrounded by motivation.
Oh yeah,
it's a nigga getting to it everywhere you look downtown. For whether if it's a nigga selling shit on the street or if it's a real CEO type shit, it's a nigga getting to it everywhere downtown.
You see a lot of hustlers. You see
everybody getting to it downtown.
By any means.
That's facts. That's facts. That's a big motivation. Living downtown, being surrounded by that. But like, it just go back to shit. You product of your environment. You become like what the fuck you hanging around.
Right.
You hanging around entrepreneurs, businessmen, motherfuckers who up at 5, 6 a.m. That's what you're gonna become.
Literally.
That's what I'm trying to get to. But I ain't gonna lie, it be hard.
Yeah, yeah. When you hear motherfuckers, yeah, I be up at 5 a.m. I go work out. Then I'm like,
what time
then I go to work. Then I come home and work on this, and then I walk the dog, play with the kids, and do all. Damn, nigga, is you? How many hours you got you in the day?
We all got a same 24-hour time.
He just up and at it, though. That's that 5 a.m. It really is. He up at 5 a.m. That's the difference. He's up at 5 a.m.
You got a lot more done throughout the day the earlier you are up.
He's up at 5 a.m.
And also it makes, I feel in a sense too, like, it's like once you are up there early, you have no other option but to get something done.
Yeah.
Because why else? You're the only person up.
Or else you're going to go back to sleep.
Like a mom.
You either going to get up at 5 a.m. and get some shit done, or you going to get up at 5 a.m., probably make you a little bit to eat, and you're going to lay back down. One of them going to happen.
Yeah.
So shit, get up, get that work done, get to that money on.
What is the earliest you all have been, you know, waking up while being down here?
You go first.
Proactively doing something?
Yeah, proactively.
30 minutes before class. I swear to God, I've been wake up at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., sat on my phone and did nothing.
Yeah. I can actually say this probably been one of my best semesters with just being up just because I only got class Mondays and Wednesdays, and I don't start till 12:30. So I really don't got to be up for shit at all if I didn't want to be.
So that was me a couple semesters ago. I didn't have no alarm clock. That's how you knew it was really.
I don't ever have an alarm clock except the only day I wake up early is Sundays because I work. So I'm up at like 4:30 a.m. Sundays.
That's early.
Yeah, I'm up early Sundays, but other than that, I'm up before 9 for sure, around 8:30 though.
With no alarm?
No alarm. Right.
That's now. Impressive.
But I'm asleep by like 12:30.
Yeah, my problem, I'm asleep at like 2:30.
That's nigga, you know that was me last year.
That was definitely
2:30 class at 8.
No,
that was me late. No,
I be trying to go to bed. There's music playing. I was up
for sale last year. I didn't. Yeah, yeah. 2:30 was my base.
Yeah,
you know, that was my base, and then I was up at shit 11:12.
But I ain't gonna lie though. Like I love the rooming with you, just cause like we like there's a sense of motivation in the crib. Like
yeah, yeah.
Every single second, even when we not doing anything, it felt like we were doing something.
And we had a good little, I'd say a good little 8 week start off where we was running. Yeah. We would get up
6 a.m., 7 a.m. on the trail.
4 or 5 days a week and go run on the trail. That was that was great.
Come back, eat breakfast, your whole day is ready. You ready to start your whole day.
We had a good little 8 week stretch, and then I would just say shit, it got cold. We just started saying fuck that.
It got cold.
But we were still in the gym though.
Yeah.
We were still in the gym. But we just said fuck that. We ain't not that serious. We ain't training for a marathon. We just locked in though, type shit.
It was a good way. Like that's what we're talking about. Like if you're listening, like surround yourself with people that you potentially see yourself in, or you potentially see what they're doing that might motivate you. Cause like some days I ain't gonna lie, waking up at 6, 7 a.m. trying to go out and run some days I'm not gonna lie to you.
Kiss
I didn't want to. I didn't want to do that shit. But kiss Ricky be like,
ass.
Ricky be like, "Hey, you ready?" I'm like, "Sure, yeah, I am now."
Yeah, and that's the thing. It'll be some days, shit, where I'm in a room like, I hope this nigga don't come knocking. I hope he take the day off, and that nigga come. Damn. And then there'll be some days where shit, I gotta go get him.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, taking a trade off. Like you said, it's that motivation factor. Because if we don't got each other, them days where we telling each other, nah, them the days where somebody, the competition getting ahead.
Oh yeah.
And we'll constantly say that shit every morning, like shit, this that creating that separation type shit. This creating separation, what we doing right now between us and our peers, basically.
Yeah.
Not that we in competition with anybody, but just
in a sense you
our
are
peers.
Yeah. And also it's like being in college too, it's like right now is like you touched on it, being able to separate yourself, because during high school you do most of the things that all your friends do. Like you know your friends going out, you going out, this and that. But sometimes be okay with like, okay, you know what, you all got this event, or you all go do this event, I'm gonna just stay at the crib and figure some shit out on my own. Or I'm gonna go to this event. If you all don't wanna go, that's cool, but I'm gonna go. Just making sure you prioritize yourself in a sense, and also make sure like you don't just do something just because everyone else is doing it. Like, otherwise that's one of the biggest ways to crash out. Just because everyone is doing something, you wanna do it. Just find your own lane and perfect whatever lane you in, and just get better at it each and every time that you practice.
Stay in your lane, find your lane, stay in your lane. Full steam ahead, man.
And enjoy it.
Before we get out of here, man, I want to ask y'all how y'all feel about the NFL, man. Let's call some teams out first week.
We don't watch NFL over here.
But before we even end it like that, though, you know what I've been saying before the season started? I got the Ravens going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I've been saying it, and I've said it before the season started. I got a Ravens going to the Super Bowl.
Is OBJ out? He got hurt. I ain't see like how hurt, but
he's still going to be playing. We not worried.
Okay.
We not worried. We going to the Super Bowl.
Got Lamar?
You got Lamar?
Nah, no, that ain't my team. Hell no. Nah,
I don't watch NFL, so I got the Bears, so I don't care.
You crazy as hell.
I don't care about this week. I don't
Bears
care about last week.
He's out of there.
Michael Justin.
Bears Justin out of there. They owing to I don't know what the fuck it is with the Bears though, man.
They can't figure it out.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Can't figure it out.
But it started at the top down. It's that management, it's that ownership.
Can't figure it out. It's been like that for
years. Same with the Bulls.
It's been like that for years. Same with the Bulls.
Chicago sports market.
It was the Blackhawks holding us up.
It really
and
was.
And 14, 15, 16, 13.
It was. The Blackhawks was a motherfucker.
Cubs came out of nowhere with their World Series.
Yeah, so we waiting on the Bears, Bulls, and the White Sox to
just step it
follow
up.
Through.
Yeah.
But yeah, NFL, I'm not too deep into the NFL. I do watch it whenever I got some free time, but I'm normally at work during that 12 o'clock. So I'm going to say who a team I think could go somewhere this year.
You can never go wrong with Patrick Mahomes, but I'm getting sick and tired of that, man.
Fuck Patrick.
I'm not going to lie to
that
you.
Nigga. I fuck with Lamar heavy. I'm going to say either Lamar or my boy Jay Hurts, so the Eagles.
Eagles going back again?
Yeah, I want to see him get one, though. Yeah. Or actual range. Fuck an appearance, he needs that ring.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they have a good O-line, and they have a good defense, too. I feel like they could potentially go again, but for some reason, I think I'm going to keep my mouth away.
Got Baltimore.
Got Baltimore over here.
Philly and the sad-ass Chicago Bears.
I don't even know why we gave him a pick. I ain't going to lie to you.
Told you I'm watch football.
I'm just waiting on the NBA,
I'm
man.
A college player. I don't watch the NBA either.
You fuck with Deion? What they got going on
after
Colorado?
That shit was hot. After TCU, that's when I was really trying to fuck with them. I thought they were going to be short. You know, I didn't know the roster, though.
Yeah shit.
Deion came in punching shit.
It's weird.
Big Oregon fan.
Nigga, I went to sleep on the game. I'm talking about
the 2 a.m.
one. Like 1 2 a.m. Nigga,
the 2 a.m. Oh, the CSU game.
I'm
going to sleep.
I was up screaming.
Me and him.
I was up screaming at the TV.
I wake, and that's my shit. I got to wake up early. So I wake up. I'm getting ready for work type shit.
I see like 2-3 hours ago, Beecher Report talking about 2 OT game. I'm damn.
Shedora pulled some shit out his sleeve.
Game of the year, damn yeah.
She walked on like Brady.
So you think Heisman is a real possibility?
It's a possibility. It is a possibility. Know about how real it is.
How probable is it though?
It's probable. For
at 100%.
He got 70. I give it 50, bro. 50. You still got okay. Caleb Williams there.
I think
Knicks, Morgan,
and that really, from Ohio about, State too.
I think it's 33%. Marvin Harrison,
yeah.
The wide receiver, he ain't cold.
But you know they don't give it to wide receivers, bro.
Yeah, it's a quarterback award.
That's why. Knicks, it's gonna be Caleb Williams. It's gonna be
Shador,
and it's gonna be which one of them three got the best out of each other these next 2 weeks.
I was gonna put Travis Hunter in there, but he injured.
That's gonna hurt him.
Yeah, but a two way. He was gonna make a case.
You see that? You see playing just one, being like corner or just being a wide receiver, that shit don't help. But it's like he is two way, so that shit would have made a bigger
hell
case.
Yeah. It would have been hard.
They said he only had like 3 receptions on him the past 2 games too,
and he's playing like 100 snaps each time.
Yeah, G, really like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a fucked
up. But he been slipping up each game. I ain't gonna bap. He been slipping up each game. You see, he done fumbled last game.
I didn't watch
the Nebraska game. But the first game,
that move was crazy. That move was crazy. Bro, if he ain't fumbled, that move was crazy. Was. He had to play.
I think they gave it to him back like the next drive they had. Same shit. That time he ain't fumbled.
He's a human joystick. It's damn near like playing Madden.
It's good to see what Deion out there doing, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can't hate somebody else trying to change a culture.
Possible.
Bro, because I tried to hate. Didn't work. I tried.
You was one of them niggas that was hating because he left Jackson?
Not even that. First series, Deion don't even got a team. I'm not funny. He don't even got a team. Boom. Punch a TCU.
I ain't going to lie, too. You got to look at it from his, like, perspective. Like, he got to be proud as hell having as one son on the one side of the ball and then having another son on the other side of the ball too,
and then his other son do social media
your daughter play a sport. It's like you gotta be proud. You gotta be so proud of, like,
you gotta be proud, but
the things that he has been able to install in
his kid. Say shit, you lead by example. He out there, he busting his ass on the coaching. Even when he was coaching high school, I used to watch that nigga show. That was the first time I got like introduced to Deion, when he had show type shit. When he was coaching the high school niggas, he was putting his all into that shit when his son was in high school type shit. So shit, it just go from the top down. Parents showing leadership, they showing the example. I think that's what's lost today in parenting. We just want to talk. Man, go get in the field.
And not even that.
In the field.
Many people having kids to party with them. I feel like that's one of the biggest, like, reasons why we have so much things going on wrong. Many people are just wanting to have kids just to, you know, when they get of age, just to party. Meanwhile, they forget, like, you're supposed to instill some certain behaviors. You're supposed to instill some certain discipline, some certain principles into them.
Motivation.
And that's something that, like, sometimes, like, I might not want to do something, but I'm like, I've seen my folks do certain things that they don't want to do just because. So it's like, if they have done it, why am I not doing it?
You know? Why would
not? You know, like,
why would not?
Like, you touched on it though, but most of the time it starts from home.
Yeah, man. Good leadership. Good kids start at home. That's where they get that good shit from, man.
You had, before we even go, you had touched on the NBA season. So who do we all got getting the championship 2024?
I can't even call it. LeBron. I would love to see.
I don't even got a team, LeBron.
I would love to see.
If LeBron goes to the Spurs, LeBron. Spurs. If LeBron goes to the Warriors, LeBron.
No, I know you. I don't know how big you all get into controversy, but I just feel like it's 2024. Kobe wore 24. Play for the Lakers.
Lakers, you think so?
LeBron gonna win them one more.
Think so?
I think LeBron got one more left in him.
I mean, they got a squad.
One more.
They made some additions.
Was the last 4 years, G. I ain't gonna bet. Last 3 years, bro. AD gets injured. Oh.
Fuck AD.
Anthony Day Davis.
Selling us.
Fuck AD.
Man.
We were having
a ballerina ball against the motherfucking Suns.
Fuck AD.
I just feel like once LeBron gets one more, I'm sorry to all the sports fans in the world, but MJ and LeBron conversation, please stop it. Once LeBron wins one more,
I think that'll really tip the scale.
And the scoring title, 5 of them hoes.
Right.
Just stop it.
Like, damn.
Three different teams?
Scoring title and
30, 10, and 10? Unheard of. Stop it.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that, man. It really is hard to argue that.
No, the old heads be like, da-da-da-da-da. But I'm not trying to hear none of that shit. There's still highlights, motherfucker.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Definitely for that fan duel, too. I'm looking forward to it for all of that, man.
And one reason why I'm not a big fan of that conversation, too, is like a lot of people act like MJ only plays 6 seasons. That's the only reason that's the only reason why I don't even like having that conversation.
They don't bring up the other 8 where you fucking lost.
They don't bring a rookie. They don't bring all the
Wizards. He was in the league for 10 years, right? Come on now.
15
years?
He was in the league for 15.
Damn.
He was damn near 15. Now.
Niggas talking about
him. He took some ass whooping somewhere along the line. He got his ass
whooping 10 years along the line.
That nigga Isaiah crossed him. Shut up.
And homie said he not like that.
Right, Scotty on his ass. Any chance he gets, Scotty be on that. See, Michael really wasn't like that. Hell no, nah, Scotty a motherfucker.
I didn't come on your interview, fool. Talking that shit, nigga.
Scotty a motherfucker.
Shit out his ass.
Y'all think he bitter because of Larsa? Lars and Marcus.
They dating, right? Bro. I don't care about none of that shit.
I ain't care about none of that shit, but I read something on Instagram and they were like, Shorty used to change his diapers and now she's sleeping with him.
She wild.
That's crazy.
Oh, wait, what?
She wild.
Yeah,
Shorty used to change his diapers.
Apparently, yeah. So
Scotty, old girl, dates Michael. Marcus. Son.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy. Ain't that what Diddy did? I swear it was some shit like Diddy did that shit, gay.
Yeah, he was with Lori. You talking about he was Lori Harvey and then his son.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
very similar. But from a male perspective, it's because it's the same nigga, but you gonna go with the nigga that I don't fuck with. You gonna go get his son.
That's brazy.
Scotty, he brave as hell.
Big goofy for that.
Brave as hell, man.
Man,
crash that.
Nah, let's just.
But man, it's been one, man.
This is a great episode.
Great pod. We laughed a lot, talked a lot, talked about a lot of shit, man. It's season 3, episode 1. We back. E-Man, go ahead and get the people somewhere to kind of connect with you, see where they can see some work.
You can see me at Eli Snap on Instagram. You probably won't see me there for long. Yeah, I'm probably going to become a rapper or something. But yeah.
He's been saying that since the first part. Oh, yeah.
But now you might see me on Eli Snap for like 3 more years at the most. Yeah. I'm either going to be a rapper or Rich or an A&R. Or somebody's manager. I got four things I'm gonna do in the next 3 years.
That's a great goal too.
Niggas that's been around since the beginning, E-Man was first on March 14th, 2022, man. So it's been about 18 months since we had them all.
Oh wow.
Not a rapper yet, fool, but I will be either one of those 4 things.
It's just good looking back and seeing like, oh damn, we doing 2nd episodes with a lot of niggas. A year and a half later. It's not 3 months later, 4 months. We still
a lot
going.
Of progress.
New set. We got cameras. Last time we was audio, so
more cameras coming last time.
More cameras time. Coming.
Yeah, and in general too, just it shows the amount of capabilities that we have to maintain relationships.
Maintain.
Having somebody that you've had on 18 months ago still want to be a part of this, it's a, you know, a blessing in disguise. It's hard to find people
both,
like that.
We both grew from 18 months ago, so it's good to see the growth from everybody, man. But yeah, man, that's gonna do it for season 3,
episode 1,
man. We appreciate every fucking body for fucking with us, tuning in. We wouldn't be here without y'all, man. We really wouldn't. So thank all of y'all, man. Free Sauce Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Free Sauce Podcast. Hit the After Dark page.
Free Sauce After Dark.
Hit all of that. Web store opening back up at freesauceshop.com. www.that. T-shirts $15. Catch us on the quad. Public interviews. All that. We got a lot of shit coming, man. Free Sauce Podcast.
Man,
never
we
stop
out.
Learning, man. Never stop learning. We out. Yeah.
Fucking fake love, nah, I don't know the real meaning, so all of these bitches I just fucking ignore. Steady be high, so smoking the woody while I'm just cruising down Lake Show. Bad out for long, stop calling my phone. Just like